Our first scripture this morning is taken from the Old Testament. And I know you have it right there on your screen, but I'd like to read it to you from the Bible. This is by far my most favorite scripture. And it's Isaiah 40:31. And I don't even really have to read it because I know it. And I think of it often. They who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. The word of the Lord, Isaiah 40:31. Also, the second scripture is from the Gospel of Matthew. And if you are able, please stand for the reading of the Gospel. This is Matthew 6, verses 5 through 6. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogue and at the street corners so that they may be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Thank you. You may be seated. Okay. It has been a long time since I did any lay speaking. The last lay speaking I did, and I know because it's on here, lay speakers have it easy. I think most of them are like me. They have a binder. And in that binder, they have every sermon they've ever presented. So when they get called to lay speak, they just go through there and look one up and go to the last one. Unless, of course, they're led to do another one. This was my first lay speaking message that I ever gave. In July 26th, 1998. So this is the first one. And I've used it several times because it's also one of my favorite. And it is as important today as it was back in 1998. Renewal through prayer. Prayer, according to the American College Dictionary, is a devout petition to or any form of spiritual communication with God. An act, action, or practice of praying to God, a spiritual communion with God, as in supplication, thanksgiving, adoration, or confession, a form of words used in or appointed for praying, a religious observance, either public or private, consisting wholly or mainly of prayer, that which is prayed for, a petition or entreaty, or, and here's a final one, the section of a bill in equity or a petition setting forth the complaint or the action desired. I guess that would be the legal definition of prayer. As they used to use in our courts, I pray that you hear, understand, whatever. So that's the last one. However, the definition I want you to keep in mind is any form of spiritual communion of God. That's one that we're going to focus on today. When you stop having communion or you stop communicating with someone, what happens? Say you haven't seen a friend for years. You don't really talk anymore. You don't make telephone calls. You don't text. You don't email. What happens with your relationship with that person? That's right. It goes away. You just don't have any idea what's going on in their lives. You lose touch. The same thing with God. If you don't pray, if you aren't in communion with God, you lose touch. He doesn't know what you want. You don't know what He wants for you. You aren't open to His will for your life. He wants that communication because He can't do anything for you without it. God will not act unless you ask. He's not going to come swooping in and take over. That's because he gave us free will. And he will not cross that line. Unless you ask him and for something specific. Even though he knows what he wants for you. He knows what you want. He cannot act upon those things unless you ask him. Unless you give him permission. Renewal through prayer can best be accomplished by daily spending time communicating with God. Jesus knew how important prayer is. This is the amount of time that Jesus spent in prayer during his 3-year public ministry. Not his lifetime, just during these 3 years that he was in public ministry. He spent 156 days in the synagogue. That's one day every week. He spent 40 days in the wilderness, 12 days celebrating 6 feasts, which is 2 days per feast in the Jewish tradition, and 36 days when he pulled away to prayer, often in the garden. And those are only the times we know of. Those are the times that are mentioned in the Bible. That's 244 days in prayer, not to mention his daily prayer. So all total, there was 1,095 days that Jesus spent in prayer during his 3-year ministry. That means that every 4.5 days, he pulled away and he was in prayer with God. He spent that time alone. That's how important prayer is. Jesus set an example for us by spending time in regular communication with God, and he wants us to do the same. Getting through each day in our lives is hard, especially these days. Some people have checked out. They just don't spend time. They stay at home, and that is definitely their option. They can do that. But if you want to be a part of the world, God did not make us to be solitary people. He wants us to be in communion with his family. He wants us to be a part of the community. He wants us because that's the only way that we can grow. That's the only way that we can be the human beings that he made us to be. I know it's very difficult to find time to pull away from your daily tasks and responsibility. However, you will be blessed. There are several types of prayer, but there are no hard and fast rules that you have to follow. Remember, praying is communicating with God, and God is your best friend. So speak to him as you would your friend, as Moses did, face to face. Another good thing to remember when you're praying is PRAY, the acronym, P-R-A-Y. Praise, that's what you start off with. You praise God and you thank him. R is for, what is R for? I can't believe it, repent. We repent. A is ask, and Y is yield. We yield to God's will for our life. So we praise, we repent, we ask, and we yield. Good way to remember to prayer. First, you find a quiet place. Wherever you're not going to be interrupted. If that has to be your bathroom, so be it. Go in, close the door. When I was a mom of 4 small children, that did not guarantee privacy. Right? Looking under the door, what are you doing in there? But some place that's quiet for you, some place you want to go and you can be alone. So we want to do that. As in Matthew 6:5-6, which I read, and when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they stand out in the street, on the street corners praying, because they want to be seen. They've received their reward already. But as for you, pray in private. So as God sees what you do in secret, he will reward you. You may want to begin your time with silence, just listening. Just getting acclimated to your surroundings. Just being quiet and get in the mood. Mark 11:24-6 says, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive him, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins. You don't want anything blocking that distance between you and God. You want to be open to whatever he has for you. So you don't want to hold anything against anybody. You want to be at peace. That's another hard thing. Very hard thing to do. Remember, the prayer is the time of cleansing, washing yourself of the grudges you may hold against others, and of the sins that you have not been able to let go of. We cleanse our bodies daily. Some of us. Some of us every other day. Some of us once a week. But whatever it is, you cleanse your body. You also, prayer is a time to cleanse your soul. It's a time to let go. And you know, you may have to let go, 100 times, because we give it to God, and then we say, no, God, I'm taking that back. I'm carrying that with me. So you may have to let go of the same thing. But eventually, prayerfully, that'll go away. So you give praises of thanksgiving, and be specific when you pray. Thank you, God, for the sunshine after so many days of rain. Thank you, God, for the health of each and every member of my family. And then name them. Thank you, God, that the funds were there to fix my car during the accident. Thank you. Be specific. Thank you for my pets, such as they are. Thank you for everything, for the blooming flowers that I planted this year. Whatever it is you're thankful for, be specific. Okay, that's prayer. Praise. Thank you. Next is repent, which is confession. Confess your sins, and once again, be specific. Forgive me, Father, that I lack in being with other people. I like my alone time. I like it a lot. To the point where I really don't want to be with people. I like being alone. I have to force myself to go up. I have to say, okay, get ready. I'm in. Get the mindset. I'm going to the store. I have to prepare for that because I don't like that. I want to commune with other people. I should want that. I feel I should want that. I feel that that's something I should do. So God, forgive me for not doing that more often. Forgive me for not keeping my word. I told them I would be there, and I didn't show up. Whatever it is, whatever you feel your lack is, whatever you feel your sin is, confess it to God. And like I said, you may have to confess it time and time again. Because as human beings, you know, we say, okay, God, here it is, take it. But then we pick it back up and we put it back on our shoulders and we take it back. So you have to do it sometimes time and time and time again. Till you get to that place that someday you go, you know, I haven't thought of that in a really long time. And then again you thank God. Praise you, Father, that you took that away from me. So repent and be specific, whatever it is. And remember, it's between you and God. Just you and God. After confessing, you must accept the forgiveness God gives you freely and without strings. And isn't that sometimes the hardest thing to do? Because once you confess, God throws that sin as far as the east is from the west. It's gone. He sees it no more. Problem is, we see it. And I always thought it was cool that the east from the west is forever. If you're going east, you're always going to go east. You're always going that way. Never will you start going west. You're going east, you go. However, north and south, if you go north, once you hit the North Pole, you're going south. It automatically changes. So it's not from the north to south, it's the east and west, because one never meets the other. So accept God's forgiveness. And try to leave it there. Okay, the next thing we do is we ask. We ask God, we petition him for what our needs are, what our desires are for our family, for ourselves, for our marriages, for our friends. The petitions you heard this morning for the Henderson family and the Wilcox family and for John who's having surgery, we take those before the Lord and we ask. You heard the story about the, you know, if you want something, if you want prayer, ask a little old lady. Because they're tenacious. They continue to pray and pray and pray. I can remember my mom, she was a praying woman. Every morning she got up and she did her devotions and she did her prayers. And whatever you told her, whatever she found, she wrote it down. And when she passed, I have that book. And it is so cool because when her prayer would be answered, she'd check it off. So she saw the progress. She understood what it meant to pray. So ask. And then again, you want to be specific. If there's somewhere in your life that you need help, be specific. Lord, help me to go out in public and to be more social. Be specific with your petitions and what you want for others as well. Now that you have lifted others before the throne and yourselves, it's also a good idea to add, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Because you don't want to block whatever God has for you. He may have something different. He may know something better. He may have something bigger than what you're asking for. So you want to leave yourself open to whatever his will may be for your life, whatever that is. Now, that's how you pray. It's just a guideline. There's many different ways to pray. Like I said, there's no hard and fast rules. You can do whatever. And you can spend as little time or as much time as you have. There's no time constraint. Okay? So we want to pray. We praise. We repent, we ask, and then we yield to God's will. Now, this is how we renew our spirits. This is how we come before God in the name of Jesus Christ to pray. I want to tell you about the eagle. Anybody know anything about the eagle? Majestic bird. Have you ever seen one? At the end of in Oakmont, when you come across the Oakmont Bridge, there's an eagle's nest. Hayes also has an eagle's nest, and they have a video on it. So if you ever want to, they are awesome creatures, eagles. And in the Bible, as it said in 4031, they talk about eagles. They talk about soaring. Let me tell you about the eagle. Eagles, their beak and their talons continue always to grow. They never stop growing their whole life. At some point in their lives, their beak will grow so far that it will be over their mouth. And they can't catch any fish and they can't eat anything. And their talons will grow in like this. So the nails will grow into their skin. They couldn't catch a fish if they wanted to because they can't grasp anything. Because their talons are now so long and their beak is so long. At that point in their lives, they fly up to the highest point, wherever they are, whether they're in Alaska, whether they're in Pennsylvania. They fly up to that point, and they find the tallest mountain. And they begin to bang their nose, their talon, their beak, against the side of the mountain. And they bang it and bang it and bang it until it breaks off. And with their talons, they scratch and scratch and scratch and scratch until they're gone. Till there's nothing but a bloody stump on their face and on their claws. They're gone. At this time, they are the most vulnerable. That's why they go up so high. So they can't, there's nothing up there to get them. Also at this time in their lives, when they've gotten rid of the talons and when they've gotten rid of their beaks, they get in a crevice of the mountain. and they sit there, and they molt. They lose all their feathers. So they are totally unprotected. They have no feathers, they have no beak, they have no talons. While they're in that crevice, they wait. And eventually their feathers grow, and their beak comes back, and their talons grow. And at just the right time, they break forth and they fly again. And they're renewed. Their spirit, their soul, their body, they're renewed. And they go and they live. Until once again, they can no longer use their talons and no longer use their beaks. Then they go to that same mountain and they die. The difference, the biggest difference between the eagle and us is that we can break forth and be renewed every day. When you go to God in prayer, you're renewed. You're refreshed. You break free. And you praise God that you know He's there anytime you need Him, not just once in your lifetime, but no matter how often, no matter what burdens you carry, no matter what is in your heart that is so hard and so heavy to hold, He is there all the time. That's awesome. And that's what God gave to us. That's what we get when we are in communion with Him. Very hard to carry your burdens by yourself. So remember that daily you can come before God and you can renew your spirit and you can break forth and you can soar like the eagle above the clouds, above the storms in your life, above anything that's going on. And you can do that daily. Thank you, Jesus. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. I want to thank you for being here this morning. Thank you for letting me speak to you and bringing the Word of God. It's always an honor. And enjoy your day. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, dear Heavenly Father, in Jesus Christ's holy name we come before you. We thank you for all the blessings that you have bestowed upon us, and we pray that you will fill our hearts with your love and your joy, and that we will be willing to follow that which you have for us to do. As we go forth out of this place, dear Heavenly Father, go with us and lead us and guide us each and every day of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. And all God's children said, amen. Go in peace.